Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here live on Frank Talk 104.3 FM for this Saturday broadcast. We're broadcasting Saturdays now, 3 to 5 p.m. Lord willing, we'll press on smartly with that. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But we're going to go back to the interview I was doing with Leon Weinstein. If you had some comments or questions about what I posed during the last segment, the number here is 888-850-1872. I've got about 3 minutes and 43 seconds worth of audio I want to play for you before we go and open the phone lines. If you'd like to call now and get in there first, please do it. But it's 888-850-1872. That's 1-USA, 850-1872. So let's listen again to Leon Weinstein, the closing comments of our interview that we just did just for this broadcast today. Now, of course, if these guys abandon the rule of law in not operating according to the laws of war or just common law, I mean, essentially it's common law crime of murder, but ultimately it was an attack against the state. So it is one of those weird kind of situations,
I understand, David, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Think that we're in the very gray, shady area of law, both in Constitution and Bible, and there are when it's so uncertain, because what I heard is uncertainty there. Is it so uncertain? Because I'm not sure that there are enemy combatants. They are something different. I don't know how to label them.
Right.
So if it's shady, then you start thinking about the security of your people in your country.
Then I would think at that point you put them under a military commission,
yeah,
and it is closed to the public.
Yeah.
And you do use that appropriate due process, and it may be if you can't get a capital conviction, you can't convict them in your military trial, and you can show a court that you've got enough evidence to show this guy is what he says he is. He is what, you know, or what people say. We've got enough evidence to show he is a danger. And until that changes, we're going to have to keep him in the Tower of London. Apply this habeas corpus. We're bringing him in here, and the guy's a danger. And we can't convict him under the standard of beyond a reasonable doubt, because
correct,
there might be one person on the jury who's sympathetic. So I think for national security and the history of the law of the land, there is a condition even mentioned in the, you know, that the habeas corpus shall be suspended by an act of Congress for a certain period of time. And I think that provides for indefinitely when you have somebody whose particular religious practice is to conduct jihad. I think at that point, under that circumstances, as long as they can show that's what this guy's conviction is and that's what his intention is, then I think at that point for that person, habeas corpus, I think all you have to do is show that you actually have a reason to believe that this person is a great danger, you know?
Each of them confirmed and said that they did it and said how, and we have all the details, etc.
Right. And of course, and again, there's the torture issue is a whole different issue. We can have to talk about that forever. Well, I want to leave it with that. So that's it. We're going to just close up the interview. Leon Weinstein, you are just fabulous guy to talk to, and this is probably going to be one of my favorite podcasts that keep getting listened to. It's going to be a fascinating thing that will most likely we're going to be replaying on the air during given different spots during our lineup. So that's it. You talked about that issue. I think, as you said, I think it's important to watch the president or anybody, what they're doing. Are they using the Constitution because it suits their ends in one case and then ignoring it if it suits their ends in another? That is a great danger to America. And I think just that point alone, because I haven't heard him come out and say, yeah, I'm doing this because of Amendment 6 in the Constitution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they're just doing it because that's what they want to do.
Yep.
Was there anything else you'd like to say as we close?
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure, and appreciate what you're doing and your position. And even if I will disagree something with you one day, or meantime I agree with everything, I am very glad we live in the country that allows us to disagree with each other.
Amen. Okay, thank you very much. Leon Weinstein. So that is the conclusion of our interview with Leon Weinstein. If you have a question or comment about some of the things I said, you have a challenge to it, please give me a call, 888-850-1872. Otherwise, just sit back and take some notes. Our freedom comes in proportion to our faith, and that just is an enigma for people when I say that. We got a call. Listen to that. You know what I was supposed to do before we went on the air today? I was supposed to actually go and turn off that silly ringer. Hey, caller, thank you for calling Frank Talk 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
David, great to hear you back on the air. Fantastic interview.
Oh, thank you. I think it's going to be a keeper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, that's got to be replayed. It's just excellent. But one thing I do want to comment on is that Obama and anyone else that believes that this trial is okay in New York are absolutely wrong.
Well, stop. Wait. I'm going to hold you right there because that's the point, and then I'm going to give you a chance to expound on that. You listened to what I said, and you saw what I did. I said, well, okay, I know what I feel, but let me step back to the process. Now, what is it specifically, if you go back to not what you think it ought to be best pragmatically? I mean, think about it. In the good old days, you know what trials were for? So everybody in the community could get even.
Now, this is a matter of law. I'm not talking.
Yeah, okay, we're at matter of law. Good. Go ahead. Tell me. Go ahead and explain.
I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in a strict construction.
Okay.
Okay. The president is the commander-in-chief.
Yes.
And military leaders, and this is going back hundreds of years, have the authorization to determine who an enemy combatant is. It's not an American. Okay. If you remember, September 18th, 2001, joint congressional decree gave the president the authority to track down members of Al-Qaeda and anyone else who was involved in the illegal attacks. It was an act of war to hit the Pentagon and those buildings in New York. That was an act of war.
Okay.
Do what was proper and necessary. They are enemy combatants. They need to be tried in military tribunals. They do not have the lawful right under our Constitution or our Republic or the common law to have a civil trial as you and I do, as American citizens.
Well, I'm going to hold you on that. It doesn't mean that they're not, that the executive doesn't have to cough them up over to a court to examine whether or not they've got enough evidence to actually put them in the Tower of London Gitmo. I mean, there's a difference between giving them well over to the court completely to try them and just habeas corpus, bringing the body and being able to show that there's a good reason for us to keep him. We have to show some evidence why this guy qualifies. Or else, my friend, you and I could be named by somebody next door to us as being an alien enemy combatant.
I don't follow that logic because it's not applicable to American citizens.
No, it is.
Where has it ever applied?
You have to read the statute. If you read the statute, you can be declared an alien enemy combatant, somebody who has abdicated his allegiance to the United States, like the guy John Watts, whatever his name was, that got caught up in the CIA at the Afghanistan training camp. Well, guess what?
Well, at the most, I'll give you this. At the most, I'll give you this as far as habeas corpus. I'll say, okay, as far as habeas corpus is concerned, let them go before a civil court to determine whether or not there is enough evidence to prosecute them through a military tribunal. But I think that's about as far as they...
Oh, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Now, that hasn't come to the court yet. In fact, it's gone to the Supreme Court. They've said that habeas corpus is still functioning. We're not at a complete state of martial law throughout the United States. You know, there's no reason to shut everything down right now. And what they did is they haven't come to this full discussion of what you and I are discussing right now. What are the limits of that? And I think if Congress would do their job right and really come up with this Military Commissions Act and pay attention to what's going on, instead of doing this bailout focus, they're doing health care instead of national security.
Well, you know, this Obama administration is all about politics. This is not, we've tried other people in military tribunals. This is not about giving someone a fair trial. This is about a Muslim individual that is not authorized to be president because he was not born in America to give these guys their day. I think he's secretly happy that they did this, and I think he hates America. I think he hates everything he stands for. I think secretly he's a Muslim and loves this stuff. That's my opinion because, listen, where there's smoke, there's fire, man.
Hey, I want you to tune in next week.
Tribunals.
Watch this, because next week's I interviewed Gaylord T. Hunt. He's one of the lawyers for a Gitmo detainee who really was pro-American and is currently still in the Hoosgow. And because the current president of the United States changed this whole enemy alien combatant qualification stuff, I guess it sounded too nasty. What happened? This guy was on the way to getting set free, but it changed his status because now he's no different than the murderers. We're going to actually talk to a lawyer who believes in this Military Commissions Act, that it's a sound, appropriate thing to do. He is all for America's security and holding people accountable, but he's also really interested in due process. So next week, 3 to 5 p.m., I have got another backup interview. You know what? I love what you're saying, and I think there is something wrong. It is kind of weird that they're taking this guy and saying, we're going to make it a public trial when there is this mechanism of declaring somebody an alien enemy combatant. Now, I will tell you right now, the Supreme Court...
Republicans and Democrats both did it, though, Dave. Remember that?
Yeah, well, you know...
2001,
yeah.
It was a joint resolution. Both unanimously voted. Unanimously.
Oh, I agree. Now, watch this.
Back down Al-Qaeda as... Listen, even though... Let me just say one thing quickly, and I'll go. But we were fighting the American Revolution before Congress really convened an army. We were a bunch of ragtag Americans, as young as 12 and 13 years old, killing the British for occupying our land. And trust me, had those individuals been captured, they would have been treated like military enemy combatants because they're attacking military sources and outposts. It's not like you're attacking a civilian.
Right.
You're engaged in a military, even though you're not wearing a uniform, it's not a matter of form, it's the substance.
And they would have been shot for attacking civilians. They would have been hung by if it was a British guy attacking civilians like these guys are doing.
But I want to know.
Yeah, they would have been hung.
This is what I really want to know, and I want somebody to investigate this. Politically, what is the Obama administration up to, really? What do they really want out of this trial in New York? Now, is there something beyond? We all know, but they want something out of it, and I want to know what it is.
Yeah, I do, too.
Law, because these guys aren't founded upon law. They can care less about it.
No, I agree with you. I think, you know what? We're going to track what you said. We're going to keep track of what you said. What are they really after? There's an appearance of right. There's an appearance, and a lot of times they'll say things that appear to make sense until you actually read the bill and find out what the truth is.
Once again, great interview.
Okay, great. Hey, we're going to close out. Thank you for your call. Hey, there is some interesting information about the Supreme Court has said that the military commission's process isn't lawful. Not the whole thing, but there's a segment in there that is messed up. Now, you could keep these guys if you really think some particular ones, you've got evidence that they're a danger, continuing danger. Well, you keep them in the Tower of London Gitmo. And then what you do is you have Congress do their job. Make the law so that the executive office knows how to operate according to law, and you give them a statute that makes sure that what they do is lawful. It abides by law. It also abides by the subordinate constitution that's subordinate to law. And then those statutes guide them so that they will abide by the constitutional guidelines that are in accordance with that higher law. Woo, that's confusing. Hey, folks, this is good. You know, we didn't get to the end of this discussion with that caller. And that's what makes this a little bit different. We're not just going to say, hey, get off the phone, you dodo. If you don't agree with me, you know, a lot of times we agree, but we're sifting out the words that we have to use to figure out where we're really coming to a conclusion that we all understand. Folks, our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. I want you to tune into our website, faithfreedoms.org. I'm going to have one link to it soon, David Allen Carmichael. You can check that out on Google. Hopefully, we're going to be back next week. Hopefully, we'll have a sponsor so we can keep going and I can keep broadcasting while we're finding more support to broaden our broadcast. Hey, I've enjoyed this. Thank you, Frank Talk 104.3 FM, the Liberty Works Radio Network, for having me on here today, and we're going to be back again Saturday, 3 to 5 p.m. on Frank Talk 104.3 FM, interviewing Gaylord T. Hunt. This is going to be another exciting, entertaining, and somewhat educational interview. So we're going to look forward to hearing from us again. We hope you'll enjoy it.